Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we've got Larry down there on his phone, hopefully down south. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Before we get going, I just want to remind everybody that the Harvest Moon, full moon is tonight, and it's a Mars full moon conjunction falling also on the Feast of Tabernacles, which is, of course, the beginning of it. It's a seven-day-long affair, goes through to the ninth. And always remember that Mars is a planet of war. And, of course, Tabernacles is the gathering of the harvest, as well as the Jewish exodus from Egypt. And so when you tie that together with the news on Trump, and I guess we want to get going, what do you think, Larry? Let's start with this. We don't know what it is, because you can't trust media. You can't trust the White House. You can't trust anybody at this point, but theoretically anyway, Trump contacted got his COVID-19, and it occurred 33 days before the election, and that may have a lot to do with what's going on. And here's what's interesting, Larry. 33 days, if you just take 33 days out of a year, out of this year, 2020, it's 9.02% of the year. 9 plus 2 is an 11. And, of course, 2020, 2 and 2 equals 4. So it becomes a 4-11. Now, what's even more interesting is the date, 10-1-2020. 10 plus 1 is an 11. 2 plus 2 is 4. So the date is also in code a 4-11. And, of course, 33 is an 11 plus 11 plus an 11. 11, 11, 11. And that number has been appearing everywhere. So what do you make of that, Larry?
Well, it's pretty interesting, especially with the connection. If you think about it, the actual coup against Donald J. Trump started over 4 years ago.
Yes.
It was before the election, and so now we're 4 years. 4 years later, we are still into the communist coup of America, basically the takeover of America. And it involves the left, and it involves, the Democrats, the Rhino Republicans. It involves the deep state, a whole lot of deep state, if you will. It involves past presidents. It involves foreign governments. And here we are 4 years into that, and nobody that has committed this act of treason for over 4 years now, continuous, has gone to jail.
Yeah, and I would advise everybody not to hold their breath, because they'll all perish if they do before the first one even goes to jail. It's not going to happen, because deep state's not going to, and just like the Bible says, it's not deep state that is rounded up. Psalm 2, who's the enemy? It's God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, and, of course, their followers. That's who deep state hates. They don't want anything to do with, thus kill them all. So, anyway, I did some research on the number 33. Kind of interesting. They call it the Jesus year, because they believe that at age 33, that scholars generally believe Jesus of Nazareth was arrested, crucified, and, of course, a little bit later, was resurrected. So, it's kind of interesting that from the New Age perspective, and this is very, very interesting, folks, as we've been warning you about the UN, the United Nations, Communist China, and their social credit system on steroids when it gets here, and it's already here to a degree. This is what is coming. Anyway, Christ consciousness, they claim, is the 33rd degree of consciousness, whatever that means. That's New Age stuff. The United Nations flag shows the globe divided into 33 sections that is encircled by olive branches. So there's your UN connection. Flag also happens to be blue, just like the first blue degrees of masonry. Now, got to remember that Albert Pike said that they lie to the Masons who are entering into masonry. But here's some interesting stuff about the 33rd parallel. And all of this is really important because of this is just amazing that we're told that Trump comes down with the coronavirus. All the pyramids of the world are on the 33rd parallel. In addition, three most well-known centers of paranormal activity are on or near the 33rd parallel. Atlantis, the Great Pyramids, and the Bermuda Triangle. 33rd parallel is a path of power, they claim, across the globe, a circuit that links both time and space, a mystery we are now just beginning to realize. UFO crashes have been on the 33rd degree parallel as well. Remember when the fallen angels arrived on Mount Hermon? Well, guess what? That's on the 33rd degree parallel. Okay, here's another thing. Everything changes at 33. Numerology and occult symbolism. And what a debt to success system. Well, we are massively in debt. We're about ready to go into a massive reset, and the new system will be cryptocurrency, the mark of the beast, etc., etc. Debt to success. Number 33 is also important to secret societies, often concealed within their literary works. Now, Larry, you told me something about Melania wearing a red coat on October 1st.
Yeah, that was pointed out to me by someone that sent me the data on it. On October the 1st, she was seen wearing a red coat, which it was reported was a red alert to those that could, you know, see what they were looking at, and also indicated red October. And there was some correspondence about the storm is upon us. So all of this started on October the 1st, basically.
Yes. Red October, red wedding, red, of course, being the color of blood. Okay, so now the number 3 by itself means divine completion. It also has to do with resurrection, there, which would be the resurrection of the new world order. I'm not necessarily applying this to the rapture or anything else. They always have their duplicate in reverse. There are 33 degrees in the Scottish Rite Freemasonry. The House of the Temple, which is also talked about in the book of Zechariah. The House of the Temple, home of the Supreme Council, 33rd degree, ancient and accepted Scottish Rite of Freemasonry in Washington, D.C., has 33 outer columns, each of which are 33 feet high. 33 is also the code for the international direct dial phone calls to guess who? France. And we have been likening to France French Revolution coming to America. And President Trump, you may remember, made a comment, says, you might not be seeing me for a while, and talked about his enemies. Anyway, there are 33 turns in a complete sequence of DNA. And it's just fascinating how all of this comes together. And we don't know whether Trump is even sick or not. This whole thing could be a scam. He may be perfectly well. It's signifying, I believe, something else is going on. What do you think, Larry? I just got this feeling that something else, that what we're seeing is not what it is.
It's very telling, though, that looking at the same time frame, suddenly today, according to reports out of the UK and also Hal Turner and others, that we've got two TACAMO planes. Those are military planes that go up in a case of an emergency, and they literally control and run the military of the United States. And we've got one now reported on the East Coast and one on the West Coast. And also at 8:16, I don't know what time it is at the moment, but they're supposed to fire a ballistic missile off the East Coast tonight at 8:16 Central Time. And what's so interesting about that is there's no data on it. Nobody knows what it's about. It's coming out of some unknown location in Virginia. What do you think?
Well, you know, the Jonathan Kleck, he's on YouTube. He's a very fascinating fellow. He's an artist. And the Lord has definitely given him a gift to see things that nobody else sees in art. And he's the one who developed this stuff about the dollar bill and the $50 bill and the $20 bill, $10 and whatnot. And on one of those bills is the taking of New York City by a tsunami. But the way he diagrams it out and shows very distinctly that a missile hits out in the Atlantic and creates the tsunami that takes out New York. And we've had all kinds of prophecies about New York. Now, these guys mean business, folks. Masonry means business. A deep global deep state means business. They are going to carry this out, and God is going to allow it because of the rank, and I do mean rank, apostasy of the Christians within the United States and basically all over the world. And they're just not, how do I say? They're really not even Christians, not in truth anyway. But here's something from Dave Hodges. There is one clue that we can extrapolate from the existing scenario. If this is a true emergency, then the president would be acting under the continuity of government. Is there any proof that would suggest that this would be going on? Yes, indeed, as there have been recent events which are strongly suggestive that COG has been initiated at least to some degree. In another series of possible related events, we have previously reported that the commanders of both Southcom and Northcom have been sequestered as well. Now, I want to break in there and just say that this continuity of government, this FEMA takeover under Homeland Security, remember Trump, Larry, turned it over to FEMA. He even went to the FEMA office. I got the video of it, where he transfers power over to FEMA. Okay, now, he says, strong evidence that COG has been initiated. From the reported events in the Richfield, Utah, where all of a sudden the military starts showing up, and all kinds of people are being shipped underground, taken underground. This has been going on for a while. And anyway, it was clear that the time of the reports is some form of COG, continuity of government, was being initiated. Then he goes into the motivations for COG. Are there recent events that could trigger a continuity of government protocol and require the president to physically participate in such an activity? There are several candidates, all of which would trigger a COG response. One, impending war with China, is a distinct possibility. There are many factors that could serve to support that notion. The unleashing of what I have previously called the Tet Offensive of terrorism being unleashed, of course, upon America. Impending war with both Russia and China. Number four, incoming asteroids. Number five, a deep state initiated coup against the president, which could be exactly what this is. Who knows what he has or if he has anything. Now, the reports coming out are saying that he felt weak and very unlike him and just didn't feel up to par. And anyway, defined series, not just one, of assassination attempts being launched against the president. The veil of quarantine buys the president some time to deal with any and all of these aforementioned potential threats. What do you think, Larry? I thought that was interesting.
Well, Dave Hodges has some pretty interesting thoughts, and he's got a lot of data backing that up, because I've last couple of months I've been reading in the background some of his reports on that.
Yeah, it's... Well, there's no question that they have decided to take down the United States. There's no question about it. Masonry, deep state, global deep state, no matter what you call them, whoever they are intent on bringing down the United States. Hence, we are now hearing, oh, there's a big spike in COVID-19, and on and on and on it goes. I got some information on that one, even from one of their chief scientists who has a few nasty things to say about what they're doing. Anyway, then we got this from Mike. Any more comments you'd like to make on that before we leave the president and his COVID?
No, that's kind of where we're at the moment, so go ahead to the other.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that this is occurring when it's occurring. Anyway, Mike from around the world had some interesting things to say. Fireballs, the interval of these coming in is increasing, and we will hit the center of this ring. They lie when they say they didn't see these things coming. Our entire reality is now altering. So, see, we're not only having massive earth changes, but fireballs are being reported more and more, earthquakes he gets into. Magma swells are happening under the earth, and new fault lines are developing. Many people will be displaced. Birds are a good indicator that something really heavy is coming. These small earthquakes you see are not able to relieve the pressure. Huge cracks in the ground are being seen between Phoenix and Tucson. Well, it's not just the United States. They have a huge rift developing over there in Africa. They think it's going to create an inland sea. And he's absolutely right about, Larry, you sent me a map of earthquakes out there in California, thousands now. What's going on out there? And it seems to run up the entire California coast.
Well, it does. It's very interesting. A lot of these swarm quakes and multi-shock earthquakes, that means one after another, after another, after another, that is still going on, are basically centered in Southern California and the town of called Westmoreland, California. Now, this is basically striking on the Salton Sea. Now, that ought to ring a bell. because we've had warnings over the last couple of months about the Salton Sea basically being the linchpin region for the whole San Andreas and the faults of California that would shove a portion of California possibly into the ocean. And what we're seeing, and I've been watching this and posting it the last couple of days, these things are continuing just one after another, and the earthquake swarms seem to run from the Salton Sea, which is the linchpin, from what I can tell, all the way up to almost Los Angeles, and then possibly further, but they're real evident up to that point. That's something we're really going to have to watch. I did see a post today, I think it was BP Earthwatch or one of the other ones that was putting out some data, said they were hearing that they were expecting along the San Madrid, as these quakes keep happening, anything from a 6.5 to a 7.0 along that area. So they're watching it real close, and they're giving kind of a seven-day warning, if you will.
Wow. Okay. Energy waves. We have talked about frequency and frequency changes a number of times here on Night Shadows. But everything in our, Mike says, everything in our solar system is going through a tug of war from our binary star, which we call the Destroyer. Jupiter has a life agitation that our heart is attuned to, our kidneys are attuned to Neptune. All the planets have to do with us and us with them, because this is the way that God planned it to be. Earth operates at a certain frequency. If we had a global 4.5 earthquake that lasted 30 minutes, everything on the planet would be shaken to pieces. A sustained earthquake like that is coming, and they have studied this for a long time. Now, this is very, very interesting, because the Bible says God shakes the earth. Personally, I have, from what research I've done, I think it comes at a time when the magnetic shield of the earth, when the magnetic field collapses and the earth trembles and shakes, and you get that from ancient literature. So that may be what we're looking at, all at the same time that this is coming. Anyway, and we've seen the Schumann resonance start to spike here and there and everywhere. So everything is changing rapidly. War. We will be overwhelmed. Larry and I will be getting into that. Overwhelmed with civil difficulties at the same time that we are undergoing these fireballs. And if we cannot secure Georgia, just north of Armenia, we will be losing control of that area. Russia covers the entirety of the Middle East, right up to the neck of Jerusalem. A global war is being staged right now, and I believe that's true. China is pulling the plug on the manufacture and distribution of many electrical parts, and we are going to be hurting. Our air defense net needs to be turned on right now. Every country is experiencing internal conflict. Well, this is all part of order out of chaos, the Masonic order. And that's what we're watching. The chaos brings in the new world order. It also brings in with it, of course, the social credit system and on steroids. Turkey. Erdogan has a negative anointing. With his recent declaration of Jerusalem being ours, he has set something into motion. There are three pits in the Middle East. Muslims believe that their Mahdi will emerge out of one of these pits. Mike mentioned that at least one of them is in Turkey, so we don't know. Anyway, food shortages being caused by a combination of factors, weather, floods, drought, locusts, and war. Our national granaries, this is interesting, Larry, in the U.S., we're already at low storage levels due to the weather over the last 2.5 years. We also don't import the amounts that we used to. Our farms have been hard hit. There have been diseases with cattle that have been kept quiet. Pestilence. flesh-eating bacteria is very old, but since it has now reemerged, but they're releasing no data on it. Larger than normal locusts are coming up out of the ground due to permafrost melts. They eat meat as well as plants, and they have a long lifespan. Therefore, locust swarms will probably last for a while and extend up to 40 miles in length. Chimeras, I guess, is what... do you know what that is? Chimeras, Larry?
Yeah, chimeras. Those are genetically...
Hybrids?
Genetic creatures, hybrids.
Okay, that's what I thought. Exist in places like the Pentagon and the White House. They were intended to exist for only 9 years and then be destroyed, but they have appealed this, so I don't know what's going on there. Anyone, if one individual submits their DNA for testing, then they have actually submitted the DNA of the entire family line. And when they had collected the DNA, they wanted the abduction stopped. So he's talking about the alien abductions, I'm sure. Within 45 days, you will witness a large-scale civil unrest. People will be beating down the doors of the FEMA camps, begging to be allowed in for the safety of their families. Doesn't sound good, does it, Larry?
No, it sounds like, like we've been warning. We've been telling people this is coming.
Yeah, and very few people believe it. And even, you know, I used to give seminars, and you could always tell when people really believed what we present. You know, I'd go in and do, like, the stuff on America being Babylon. And most people just mocked it and poo-pooed it and said, not possible. But some people really took it to heart because it's true. And you could always tell the difference of those people. Because most people in America today are mocking all of this. Tinfoil hat conspiracy, that's all it is. Guys are nuts, et cetera, et cetera. They will be the ones knocking on the doors looking for the food. Just human nature, I guess. Dave Hodges also reported that Chi-Coms are crossing the border, southern border, I'm sure, in droves, that an invasion maybe of them. And I noticed on a video, young men, 18 probably to 25, in droves coming up towards the border of the United States. We're being invaded. And this is going to be triggered. This is what the Bible says. I've tried to warn people for a number of years that it is God himself who opens the borders of Babylon to allow these people. This is a fifth column military operation that allows these people to come into the land. They'll be directed to wherever the weapons have been stored, and remember, deep state and global deep state are behind this, and that's why Homeland Security is doing what it's doing. Anyway, let's get over here. I want to talk about the Abraham Peace Accord and the new coin that came with it. It's got the New World Order all over it, peace and security. And I mentioned Jeremiah. I just want to read a little bit of this. Then the Lord said to me, Jeremiah 14, do not pray for the well-being of this people. Although they fast, I will not listen to their cry. Though they offer burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Instead, I will destroy them with the sword, the famine, and the plague. But I said, alas, sovereign Lord, the prophets keep telling them, you will not see the sword or suffer famine. Indeed, I will give you lasting peace in this place. That's what's on the coin, folks, is that verse. And mocking, they're mocking Jeremiah. And And the false prophets are saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. And then the Lord said to me, the prophets are prophesying lies in my name. I have not sent them or appointed them or spoken to them. They are prophesying to you false visions, divinations, idolatries, delusions of their own mind. Therefore, this is what the Lord says about the prophets who are prophesying in my name. I did not send them, yet they are saying no sword of famine will touch this land. Those same people will perish by the sword and famine, and the people they are prophesying to will be thrown out into the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. There will be no one to bury them, their wives, their sons, and their daughters. I will pour out on them a calamity they deserve. This is in reference, actually, to something that Isaiah 28 talks about. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men who rule this people who are in Jerusalem, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with Sheol we are in agreement. When the overflowing scourge passes through, it will not come to us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood we have hidden ourselves. So all of this comes from that peace accord that's beginning. And all of a sudden, what do we have? Russia and Turkey are going to war. What's the latest on that, Larry?
Well, there's just a lot going on. I'll have to put it that way. Most of it, if you really watch American news, you don't have a clue. Absolutely, you don't have a clue. But by the way, I was going to mention today, though, and of course you mentioned it earlier, that Turkish President Erdogan has warned that Jerusalem belongs to Turkey, and the Ottoman Empire had ruled over Jerusalem from 1516 to 1917, and now the fourth legislative, 27th term of the what they would be their parliament has now signed Jerusalem and claims it as their city. And you know, I wondered, Stuart. I was wondering what really would cause what would be an event that would literally cause Russia to decide to bomb Turkey, which is odd. That's really odd. And I'm beginning to think that Erdogan and Turkey throwing it into God's face that it's their city, not his. That may be the straw that broke the camel's back, and maybe suddenly Putin will have a hardened heart, and he'll just decide, I'm going to bomb Istanbul.
Yeah, and it may not stop there, because here's one of the prophecies. When you hear that Russians have captured the city of Crimea, or the state of Crimea, that's already happened. You should know that the times of Messiah have started. And that was back in 2014, and we pointed out the lunar tetrads of 2014 and 2015. So the steps of Messiah were actually heard, if you knew what you were looking at. And when you hear that the Russians have reached the city of Constantinople, Istanbul today, you should put on your Shabbat clothes and don't take them off, because it means that the Messiah is about to come any minute. So this is a really, really serious thing, and it kind of goes along with everything else that happens to be going on here in the United States, with the election or not an election, because we don't know what the deep state plans are. Here's an article from the kind of verifies this is from Hal Turner. Turkish president seals his country's fate, says Jerusalem is our city. Do you suppose God has forgot whether Jerusalem's his city or not? According to Erdogan, he evidently has.
I sincerely doubt that the Creator forgot anything, actually.
Yeah, I know. Just the arrogance of this This is what he says. Erdogan on Thursday implied that Jerusalem belongs to Turkey. Not only implied it, he said it. So that's a direct challenge to God the Father. So I would say that what Hal Turner is saying is probably correct. He's already sealed his fate. And now he's pretty much committed. We've already seen half of that prophecy come true, so I have no doubt that the rest of it's going to come true. It's just a question of when. Are there any indications of a ceasefire over there? Seems to me like missiles are flying.
I can't even imagine somebody saying there's a ceasefire. Every day I read all the data coming out of Armenia. I'm reading it from the Ministry of Defense, the spokesperson for the Armenian army, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, hey, this thing's flying low. And by the way, today, Azerbaijan fired ballistic missiles at Yerevan, the capital of Armenia, and they had fired two ballistic missiles, and they fired them at the civilian center of the capital, but these were shot down by those S-300 Russian missile defense systems that Armenia has. And now, suddenly, Armenia has deployed the ones I talked about already, the Iskander-E.
Yes.
Those large missiles that they got from Russia. And they've deployed them now facing Azerbaijan. So it's very likely at any time we'll hear that those missiles have been fired against Azerbaijan. And by the way, I'll just mention this real quick. If anybody knows the real name of Azerbaijan before it was actually given that name, because the reason is I sent Barry Rothman a text and I asked him to try to run a code on Armenia and Azerbaijan's war and where this might lead in the codes. And I got one back real quick from him, and he says Armenia's mentioned in the Torah codes, I mean, hundreds of times, just literally hundreds of times. Azerbaijan is not in it even once. But he said Azerbaijan probably is a Muslim term, and that's not really the biblical name that area would have had. So it would be interesting if somebody knows, if they'd email us and let us know something we can send to Barry. But it's so interesting, and I posted also, I had got an email from someone that said they didn't think there was much air activity over Armenia. I posted from the Armenian Army spokesperson and the Ministry of Defense radar, military radar over Armenia, and you saw it. I sent you a copy of it.
Loaded.
The sky is full of activity over Armenia.
Yeah. Yep. And now Turkey is taking over all the air power for Azerbaijan. So that means that Turkey is, and they got troops on the ground there. So this is a war, actually, between Russia and Turkey, just like the prophet said was coming. There was a Greek prophet.
Sir.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to interject here because I forgot to say this or even tell you, actually, but when I was researching it today, I found out we didn't know, but this is an energy war also because, and I know you like that term, energy wars, because
yep.
I found out that Putin was reluctant right now to bomb in that area that the fighting is in because there's a huge amount of oil and gas pipelines going through that region, and I wasn't aware of that till today.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe this is going to get very, very interesting, I guess, one could say, and it's going to get very, very deadly. My question is, why is Israel funding Turkey? Do they have a hatred for the Armenian Christians? It would seem that this would be going against, and it may be the hook in the jaw that brings Russia down upon Israel. You know, the hook's in the jaw. We've often wondered what it is. God says, I'm going to put hooks in your jaws, and I'm going to turn you around and bring you forth upon the mountains of Israel. And so this is going to get really, really fascinating. Because some of the rabbis, are they still aligning this with Ezekiel 38 and 39, Gog-Magog war?
Well, the last I've heard, they haven't backed off that at all. Matter of fact, they claim more and more scriptures seem to indicate that this situation between Russia and Turkey leads into that. And we wasn't aware until it was revealed that for probably a couple of months or more, that Israel had sent or furnished, munitions and weaponry to Azerbaijan to attack or invade Armenia, which they're doing now. And it's so odd that they're doing that because, there's a feud between Israel and Turkey. That's existed for some time now.
Yes.
And but I got to thinking, you may be exactly right because I saw the flight data, and I told you about that, Stuart, where Azerbaijan was still flying planes, cargo planes, into Israel and loading up more munitions to renew their supply to keep attacking Armenia.
Yes.
And so because Russia and Armenia have a pact similar to NATO, in other words, any attack upon Armenia is considered an attack on Russia itself. That's the way the pact is. This might cause the hook in the jaws to draw Russia up to attack Turkey. And when they begin to do that, Stuart, they're going to be right on the doorstep of Israel.
Yep, they might just continue on with it. And we go into immediately Isaiah 17. This is going to get very deadly, folks, but it does prove one thing, how close we are. Larry, remember your missiles of October. Is this what we're actually witnessing?
Well, I'm not sure because, the odd thing is that's been many, many years ago now, long, long time ago, and I've tried to ignore October every year since. But it's never happened. But I do know that these missiles were ballistic missiles that we never thought would be fired. But oddly enough, we've got some kind of ballistic missile going to be fired off the East Coast that we're unaware of the purpose of tonight. Probably already have took off, but with the TACAMO planes up, the president in, isolated basically away from the White House, boy, there's a lot of really strange stuff going on. And with Melania wearing that red coat and showing up as Red October, oh, my,
yep.
This could be a month or a year of the Missiles of October. I just don't know. I do know, Stuart, and I wanted to pass this on to you, too. I did hear today through Fox Business that Trump, before he left to go to the hospital, Walter Reed from the White House, he got a special quick call from Putin himself.
Oh, really? Well, who knows where he really is? We don't even know if he's at Walter Reed. He could be anywhere. This whole thing could be a big cover story for something else. And the other thing I wanted to bring up was the vision of the hurricane that you had about Jacksonville being destroyed was the signaling of Christian persecution. So hurricane season doesn't end until, late November? So we may already be seeing the missiles of October. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, let me correct that, Stuart. I was on an airplane flying from Atlanta to Valdosta, Georgia, to go to Christian summit with Augusto and Tom Mack and a bunch of other people. And as I was beginning to land at Valdosta, Georgia, I was praying because the plane was dropping in height. I was praying about when would we know that the persecution was come upon the, the American Christians, because nobody knew when. And he didn't say a hurricane, Stuart. We've assumed a hurricane maybe, but he never said that. The words the Lord gave me were, when you see Jacksonville devastated, then you'll know the persecution has started. So it might not be a hurricane. It could be a bomb. It could be almost anything.
Yeah, that's right. Well, very good. So that's another thing to be looking at. But the missiles of October, that's kind of scary stuff. Let's see, go down here. What else have you got while I'm looking around here that you want to bring up?
Yeah, oddly enough, we talked about Israel, and listen, it is really bad over there, this COVID. I'm beginning to think this, even though COVID is somewhat pushed by the New World Order in a form of a hoax, though, Israel is being decimated by it, and they're having thousands. Last I heard, 4,000 a day were getting sick, and David Horowitz just wrote an article in the Times of Israel, and he says, flailing in the face of COVID-19, Israel now on the brink of catastrophe. So what's interesting is, and you remember, I've got a good friend that I will not identify that was just the other day told by the Lord, flee Israel. She was told to flee Israel and got away on a flight. I ain't going to say where, but got away on a flight. And ironically, suddenly Israel, the next day, went into total, complete lockdown. And Stuart, one of the things that keeps coming up in the codes, it seems like, especially Glazerson's codes, is the fact that this is the time of the Messiah, and this COVID, this coronavirus, which is in the codes, Barry Rothman found it and Glazerson, seems to indicate that this is a slap against Israel's unbelief in the Messiah. Not the coming Messiah, but the one that already came, if you will, and it's coming
right
back. It's actually a judgment against Israel. And listen, Israel is just about shut down by this thing.
Well, wouldn't this be a good time to attack Israel? I mean,
that'd
if everybody's on lockdown, I would think that'd be an ideal time to hit her.
There are some out there that wear tinfoil hats that think that really seriously a lot of this worldwide lockdown of corona is actually a set up to lock people in place for World War III to start.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, folks. here's what's interesting about COVID. You got believers on both sides of the fence. But here's something that I found. Former Pfizer executive says COVID-19 pandemic is over. So-called second wave is based on fraudulent testing. This comes from Natural News, Mike Adams. Despite claims by Anthony Fauci and others that Americans should brace for a second wave of the Wuhan virus, former Pfizer, or Pfizer, I guess, I'm not sure how you pronounce their company. It's a big company. Chief Science Officer Dr. Mike Yadan says there is nothing but fear-mongering based on junk science and fraud. The former vice president of the pharmaceutical giant claims that almost all of the tests being conducted for the Wuhan virus are false positives, a phenomenon that has already been observed in Florida. Dr. Yerdan also says there is no science to suggest a second wave should happen. So, if it's not a second wave, it's something brand new that's been manufactured. Now, over there in France, the military came out and said, well, this is all to bring in the New World Order, and that's all it's about. It's not that there isn't a very deadly pathogen out there. It's just that it's targeting elderly. And this is why they're very worried about Trump. Now, let's say that they're telling us the truth, which would be a stretch, but let's say they are, and that Trump has it. He's way overweight. And remember, what was it, a year ago or so when he had that sudden helicopter trip to Bethesda Naval, and nobody knew what it was about, and the cover story they gave didn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, that is still a mystery. Nobody ever figured out what that was about.
So I wonder if something else is going on and we're just not being told about it. Here's another one. Coronavirus vaccine trial subjects report extreme exhaustion, shaking violently, cracking teeth. This is also from Mike Adams. I don't know why people are volunteering for something like this when they don't know at all what this is going to do. We do know from scientists what this is really about, which is making you into a hybrid, changing your DNA structure. So, deadly stuff. What else you got, Larry?
Well, I did see information today on the internet that China appears to have deployed 50,000 plus troops and hundreds of jets and air missiles to the Indian border. So that's not over. That seems to be increasing. And India, by the way, is they're just lines and lines of troops and armor headed to that same area. It's and of course we've got, if you would, Pakistan dovetailed also into the Armenian war. They've actually got troops on the ground there. I sent you an image of that.
Yes, I saw that. Amazing. I mean, it seems like nation upon nation upon nation is piling into that. And, you know, this is, could be also part of that Isaiah 17 because it indicates that all the nations converge on the Middle Eastern area and God sends them home. He doesn't say how he sends them home, but there was one, I think it was Oral Roberts, that had a vision of some sort of a huge space object comes through and scares everybody half to death. The whole world sees it, and it's a warning from the Lord. It doesn't strike the earth, but it comes so close that everybody can look up and see it. And wasn't there a, I don't know if it was a Botts or Ed Dames, you know, Dr. Doom, didn't he say something about how the ships of the sea look up and they see this thing and they all go back home quickly?
Well, he actually said that, and it also went along with what Red Elk told you about an incoming object that looked like the moon, but it wasn't the moon, and skipped off the atmosphere of the earth. But Ed Dames said that when they were armies were all gathered in one place, and when they looked up and saw this thing, they all started to go home.
Yeah, scared them. Anyway, new document reveals scope and structure of Operation Warp Speed, that's that vaccination, underscores vast military involvement. Now, we have heard rumors, and I don't know, maybe Larry can help me out on this one, that what Trump has done, it's really not for the COVID vaccination program. It's because they know that there's going to be huge civil unrest either prior to or just after the elections, and that the cover story is they will be handling the COVID vaccine. So I don't know. What's your take on that, Larry?
Well, I cannot believe that Trump issued an executive order which activated over a million previously
reserves.
Military, yeah, a lot of the reserves and such, over a million, and we don't see them anywhere, by the way. And so, that's probably going to be, he was, and actually there are some out there that are claiming that there's been military movements all over the country, but people are not aware of it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something really going on, and I, of course, I don't trust Trump anymore, and I trust anybody else, but that's that tinfoil hat conspiracy mind. Anyway, here's that thing on the French. Major investigative report by Association of French Reserve Army Officers finds COVID-19 pandemic to have a hidden agenda for global totalitarianism, obviously under the UN, nanotech chipping, there's your nanobots, of all 5G irradiation and genocide. It goes into a little bit more. The chipping of all humanity with nanotech-infused RNA vaccines with a dual function of transhumanizing or synthetically altering the human body and brain with nanobiosensors, nanomachines, there's your nanobots, while essentially implanting GPS trackers of nanotech RFIDs and preparing humans for a lifetime of complete cellular and neural monitoring, control, and modification, as well as hooking up our brains to a central hive mind or brain internet, 1984 on steroids, beyond Orwell's projections of sci-tech human takeover. Isn't that interesting? This is from military, French military. What do you think, Larry? I mean, more and more of this stuff is coming out. Thousands and thousands of doctors are now coming out in the open and saying, wait a minute, this thing is really not what they say it is.
Well, that's very true, and I don't think Orwell could have even imagined how evil it would be in our day. And you know, maybe he was thinking of 1984 and not 2020.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And what's more amazing to me is how the American people are just acquiescing to it and not even questioning it. In fact, like you have said a number of times, it's really a national domestic, and it spills over into the politics, but it's also spilling over into, I don't know what you would call it, a spell, a magical spell, like it says in Revelation 18. It's magic. It's a witchcraft spell that's been cast over virtually the whole world. And this is why maybe the American people just cannot fight back, because they are under a satanic spell, because there's hardly any resistance at all, in spite of doctors coming forward by the hundreds and hundreds, telling everybody this is it's not what you're being told. They're lying to you. It's really all about total control. And I don't know. What do you think? Think they're ever going to wake up? I don't.
I'm not sure anybody will, but really interesting word from that Sadhu Sundar Salvage,
the
Indian prophet.
Yep.
And he had a very interesting experience. He said he was actually visited and was shown that judgment has been set for the USA. And this was when he gave this out, it was September the 15th. I haven't seen it until today. But what he said was, he even asked the angel that delivered the message to him, that this has already been determined. The destruction of the U.S. has already been determined. And he even said, well, Lord, why would you do that? Don't you realize you've got people there, too, in the midst of this place? And he said the Lord told him, he said, well, the Lord would take care of those. But he was asked if he had looked at the American people as a whole, who are in total evil and in total debauchery and are totally unrepentant. He said he had no other choice, and indicated to Savage that he had already given the orders to the angels that would carry out the destruction. It was that close.
Yeah, I think it is. And I think what we're watching with Trump getting out of the way, for whatever reason it is, a storm is now almost upon us. And it goes along with what Dave Hodges and others have been warning us about for a long time. There have been many, many little incidences all over which indicate that continuity of government is already well in place and they're ready. And you got to remember that the Department of Homeland Security is not our friend. It is the enemy of the American people, and FEMA is too. And they're all in this together. This is a global deep state operation to take down America. God's allowing it. And very, very soon, the American people will be no more. Hate to say that. Your only chance is to get under the wings of the Lord. And remember what he said to Jerusalem. If only you would have come under my wings, I would have protected you, but you would not. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And if you haven't prepared, you better. Anyway, good night, folks.